Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting second, the shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third, the center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Dan Norman. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Cesar Cedeno. Batting second, the shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third, the center fielder, Terry Poll. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Enes Cabal. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bruce Bochy. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Rafael Landestoy. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Forsch. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Forsch. And now, play ball. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Landestoy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Landestoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a fly ball into center field. Poll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mazzilli. Leonard reaches second base with a double. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a fly ball towards right. Norman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Norman. Leonard scores. Bochy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Rafael Landestoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landestoy hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Landestoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan strikes out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 0-for-1 in the game. Cittino hits a line drive into right field. Norman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Norman. Forsh moves to third. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Forsh tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Astros. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cittino moves to second. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-1 in the game. Poll hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Swan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Enes Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochy strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Landestoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landestoy is 0 for 1 in the game. Landestoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Swan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Citino scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. Two outs. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 1 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Landestoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Danny Heap pinch hits for Ken Forsh. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Citino takes first base on ball 4. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Citino. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Tavares applying the tag. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Neiman now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0 for 1 in the game. Swan strikes out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0 for 2 in the game. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mozzilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Mazzilli moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Elliot Maddox now playing third base. Richie Hebner now playing first base. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 2 in the game. Bochy hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Landestoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landestoy is 0 for 2 in the game. Landestoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 2 in the game. Norman hits a pop-up towards first. Cittino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Trevino pinch hits for Craig Swan. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cavill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Andy Hosler now pitching. Jesu Alou pinch hits for Randy Neiman. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cittino hits a fly ball into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reynolds strikes out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds moves to second. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0 for 3 in the game. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Sambito now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 3 in the game. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Landestoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mazzilli strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 2, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.